Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
Well, like Dr. Matt said, Merry Christmas. How good is this? And, it's wonderful for me to be back in my favorite campus. And you've got the best pastors, haven't you? Yeah. Dr. Matt and Michaela, just five-star people and generals here in C3 San Diego. And, I love this campus because it's got faith. Yeah. Faith for miracles. And you've got the best youth pastors in the world here as well. No doubt about that. And just rocking. The worship's rocking. And I've got my wife with me this time as well, Janine. Go ahead, Janine. Why don't you stand up and give it a little twirl? And that's what happens when you tithe 20%. Some people only give 10%, and that's what you end up with. I found, when we got married, it's true, found out that Janine never gave. And that's how she got me. It's like, if you give, you get that. If you otherwise, anyway, it's never going to get old. It's never going to get old. So, I'm blessed. It's Christmas. My two children are here as well, Samuel and Jonathan. They're with their cousins at the Central Campus. We're here at North, and they're loving it. And of course, Pastor Jürgen and Leanne, aren't they just five? Aren't they five star? You know, for the last 2 days, we've just been talking about church and dreaming together. And what I love about Jürgen and Leanne is all they want is the best for you. And that just, I know that should be the normal for pastors, but every time I talk to Jürgen, he's like, I love my church. I want to see them blessed. I want to see them prosper. I want their marriages just to be healthy. And Leanne's just championing that. And, you know, we're at a Christmas party a couple of nights ago, all the staff were there, and the feeling in that place was electric because it was like God was there. And friends, I've got to tell you, you've got the best pastors in the whole world. I honestly believe that. And congratulations, another year done. And who knows what 2018 is going to hold for all of us. Amen. I want to read this passage to you today. The title of my message is called Limitless Love. And in Isaiah 9, it says this, For to us a child was born, a son given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called, love this, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And I just think, man, that is pretty awesome, isn't it? You know that he is actually proactive in his love towards us. And I just love that God is proactive. I don't know, do you remember Will Farrow in one of those movies, Talladega Nights? And they're saying grace. And Will Ferrell says, you know, I just love baby Jesus. Like, he's my favorite. And there's a discussion about what level of Jesus that they love. You know, I didn't like, you know, adult Jesus, but baby Jesus, you know, like, he's so cute. He's in the little manger and he's got a good going. And I'm thinking, you know, isn't that funny how some people have that kind of perspective? But actually, the birth of Jesus was the big had an end in mind. That's the funny thing. And poor old Will Farrow just couldn't kind of figure that out. He's like, I just like this little guy, you know, in the major. But it was all about the end. You see, he saw a broken world, a world with sin, a world with no possibility of redeeming itself. And so God so loved the world. That's what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I just think that is amazing that God is for us. That he is for us. Us. What does us mean? It means for all of us. For you, 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 for those people out the doors, out on the streets, for everyone. He is for us. And the enormity of the moment cannot go unrecognized. That his only son, you know, the one that he really liked, his only one, that he sent him to earth, not to goo-ga in a major, but to save the world for those who would accept him, that those would accept the gift. He gave the greatest gift that anybody could have. He sent his son to redeem us. I think that's powerful. That he's proactive. And then, you know, it says this, that for unto us a child is given, and it says, and the government will be on his shoulders. I just think of Donald Trump. Like, I kind of like that he's pro Christmas. Does anybody, I don't know, you know, if you like him or not, but at least he likes Christmas. I think, you know, like, it's like, you know, he's anti-abortion, likes Christmas, tick, tick. That's like a win. But, you know, like we're saying Merry Christmas, like we've never said it before. I've heard that in America, everybody's going around saying Merry Christmas. And I walked off my aeroplane and the lady said, Happy Holidays. And I said, Merry Christmas. And she said, that's right, it's Merry Christmas now. And she said, Merry Christmas. And I said, come on, somebody. Somebody's knowing what's happening. But isn't it true that when you are leading a nation, whether it's in Australia or New Zealand or America, there is a little bit of pressure if the government is on your shoulders. If the decision you make determines an amazing outcome, that actually if you can start a war, you can be that person, you can start a war. Or you could be kind to your people, or you could be not kind to your people. The government is on his shoulders. But who knows that we've got a good God, a kind God, and that he is actually for us. Shut the gate. Like, we've got a God, and his government is on his shoulders. So he's in charge, by the way, of everything. Whether policies change from around the world or situations change. Listen, I've read the end of the book. He's got it covered. That's my God. From the little baby that he was, the government was on his shoulders. And now, and forever, and forever, and forever, that is the truth. Now, listen to this. When our children were born, it was a great day. Well, I was pretty excited about it. And there was a little debate, not very long, because I just decided to give in to whatever Janine said. But we were choosing the names. Remember, does anybody remember the name-choosing moment? Yeah. And so, as a husband, you've got an opinion? Yeah. It doesn't count. It just doesn't count, because you are not going to win. So although you go, oh yeah, like Peter's a great name, And she goes, no, no, Jonathan's a great name. It's over. Come on, somebody. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Is there a witness in this place? She's here. Okay. Lower. Yes. She said lower. That is. Okay. This is the first time he was named. The first time he was actually named. And you know what the first one was? Wonderful Counselor. Shut up. Like, can you, like, out of all the names you could think of, Wonderful Counselor. Why? Because he's for us. His first name is for you, to counsel you, to help you in this journey called life, to work through your problems, work through your marriages, work through your relationships, work through your job, work through everything. Have you ever been to a counselor? I had leukemia for 5 years. They made me go to a counselor. I hated it. I remember just sitting there and just like trying to tease her, and she said, how are you feeling? I said, how are you feeling? You know what I mean? Like just resisting the counselor sort of thing. How are you feeling? How's your day? I'm dying, so my day's not that good. But God's not like that. He is so for us that if you would let him in, he can lead you in all sorts of great places. He can get you take you out of trouble and navigate the situation. That God actually wants to talk to us. And the first thing, I just think the first thing that he is, not only a counselor, it says he's a wonderful counselor. He's just the best. You weren't that happy about that. Okay. Well, let's just drop down to the second one then. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. So he was just saying, well, you know, I'm here to help. Just to let you know, I'm a Wonderful Counselor. But let me just tell you something about moi. Let me just tell you something about myself. I'm kind of a big deal. That's just what he said. He said, I'm a Wonderful Counselor, but I am a Mighty God. And I just think, when I think of that, it's like, hey, don't mess with this. Like, I'm for you. I'm for you. And I'll help you. And I've proven it by a son being born. And I'm a mighty counselor. But the second thing I need to tell you, the second thing I need to remind you is I am a mighty God. I am powerful. This is not a game. Listen to me, friends. This is not a game. This is not a dress rehearsal. We are not coming back as a cat or a dog. This is our one shot. And Jesus went to huge lengths that you would be blessed, that you would be prosperous, that you would be healed, that you'd be saved. And he says, I'll counsel you, I'll help you, I'll walk with you, I'll do everything I can. But let me know, let me tell you that I am a mighty God. I am the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings. And to me, there will be no end. And he's standing, saying, I didn't come here just to mess around. I'm fighting for you. Don't tell me there's not a fight for your marriage. Don't tell me there's not a fight for your addictions, for the wrong relationship you found yourself stuck in. Don't tell me there's not a fight for your lukewarm attitudes. God has not come to mess around. He says, I'm a mighty God. And I'm called Wonderful and I'm called Counselor. But there is something inside of me that's like a lion. And I will fight for you. here? Why was he here? Why is he saying, mighty God? He's prophesying to the devil. He's prophesying to you a situation. So if you give me a chance, I'll prove myself. If you give me a chance. The second, oh my gosh, everlasting Father. Third, I'm your Father. Well, that can be good and bad. Some of us have got dodgy fathers, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like hasn't been that great. But he's just saying, oh, I'm actually five star. I'm all the good things a father should be. But what I love about it is this. He says, I'm your everlasting Father. You know, the Bible says when it's all done and dusted, it says in the Bible in Revelation 20, he says, there'll be no more pain, no more tears, no more crying. I will be your God and you'll be my children. Yes. That forever, will we just be living with him, looking out, being around him? When Jesus came on earth as a baby, he had an end game. He says, you know what, I'm here for a reason. We like baby Jesus, and that's good. But there's a cross in mind. There's a resurrection in mind. There was the release of the Holy Spirit into the world. And there's a day coming for all of us, if you have breath. There's a day coming that we cannot escape. Doesn't matter what technology says, or what they're going to freeze you and cook you and... There's a day coming, we will meet him. We believe that, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And we know for sure that he is going to be our everlasting Father. Do you know, when I come home, the fridge is always full. When I come home to my house, I'm blessed. Still, the fridge is always full. There's always a room for me. There's always a smile for me. There's always an embrace. And I'm just excited that when I think of my everlasting Father, that's where I'm going. That God is going to be looking after me, caring for me. That the heavenly fridge, as it were, is always going to be full. There's always going to be a smile. I see my beautiful girl, my children. I'll be like, man, this is awesome. See all of you guys? Little high fives. Remember the San Diego days? Oh, my gosh, the best, the best. And then it says, and he is the Prince of Peace. The four first names that were given to the Lord, the Prince of Peace. Do you ever think that you need peace in your life? You know, you can be the richest person in the world and not have peace. You can be the most successful actor, the most successful business person. You could be a mother. You could be all of these things and still not have peace. You know, when you're living in sin, there's no peace. I've talked to many business people, and they may have once made a commitment to the Lord, and for whatever reason, they've had too many toys, and the world's just got too excited, and they're in sin. And they just say, you know, when I put my head on the pillow, there's just no peace. And I tell him, I said, listen, you can come back to peace. He's got a name. He's got a name. In fact, his first name was called the Prince of Peace. You know, when you're in right relationship with God, I find there's peace in your life. It's just like, just not torment. There's just an ease. Because God promises that he is the Prince of Peace. I think that's an amazing thought, isn't it? Yeah. And on his increase, the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. I wonder if the worship team could join me. There'll be no end. You know, I think that's an amazing thought, that there will be no end to him. It's true. We believe that. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And what Jesus started, what the Father started today, that legacy is just continuing, and there will be no end. You know, it's an amazing thing, isn't it, to receive a gift. To receive a gift, awesome. Like, it's a powerful. It's nice. I like gifts. I'm a gift giver. And imagine if you could receive a gift, and in the gift there were miracles. Like for real miracles. That you could have peace. You could have healing. That you could have God's help. That when you're stuck, He would be your counselor. That in this box, all your wrongs, if you open it, they disappear. Forever. like forever. Kind of a big deal. And the box is on your doorstep. And I think to myself, when I'm preaching, truly, why wouldn't you open the box? Why wouldn't you accept the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind? Why wouldn't you just open the box? Like, how dumb can you be and still breathe? Like, as a pastor, sometimes when I'm talking to people, I'm going, open the box. Receive the gift of God and let a miracle come into your life. Friend, when's the last time you're honest about your soul? I mean, this is what we're talking about, isn't it? We love Jesus, we love Christmas, we love you. But today, honestly, what we're talking is, what are you going to do with baby Jesus? Are you going to open the box? You know, whether you've been in church one day or 10 years, doesn't really matter. It's what's happening in your heart right now. What happened last night? What happened last week? Where are you at with the gift? You know, I remember in the early days of our ministry, me and Janine were running a very large youth conference and youth ministry in our nation's largest. And for whatever reason, we were invited to a senior pastor's conference. And I was stoked. This young 26-year-old guy sitting there and all the senior pastors there, but because we were doing well, we were invited in. And so John Bevere was speaking, and I love Pastor John Bevere. And so, but it was my first time ever hearing him, so I was on my best behavior. And you know, do you remember those moments where you're feeling a little bit nervous about church? And John Bevere gave a salvation altar call in a senior pastor's conference. And I remember going, shoot, feeling like awkward, you know, but looking around at some of the senior pastors, I thought, well, you know, probably, you know, somebody, you know, just joking. But I thought probably a janitor or, you know, a cleaner, maybe he can see something I couldn't see. And he said, would you bow your head and just pray and ask God for people to come to Christ? Anyway, I bowed my head. I said, God, let there be one. And the Lord spoke to me and says, Andrew, you put your hand up. And I went, no. No. Have you ever given God the shake? He said, no. No, I'm not going to. And he said, do it. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, God, I'm kind of a big deal. Sort of like, you know, I'm here because I've got a big youth ministry, you know, like, so that's why I'm here. I'm not standing in the senior pastor. This is awkward. Pride is the thing that kicked the devil out of heaven and put him into hell. Pride's the refusal to open the gift. Pride is, I'm going to do it my way. That you may be God, but I'm still God for me. The refusal to bow. The refusal to acknowledge where you stand now is a problem for all of us. When's the last time you were honest with your soul? How are you doing with Jesus? So, God says, stand. I said, God, I'm not standing. I could hear John Bevere praying. And so this is like an internal dialogue. And I said, God, even if you kill me, I will not stand. How do I know that pride's real? It lives in me. When I said that, my beautiful wife stood in front of everybody. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Not that she stood, but that I wasn't the man of God standing for my family, being honest with myself. Because the truth is, you can surround yourself with Christianity, you can surround yourself with Christianity and still be backslidden. Having a knowledge, a feeling of God, but no relationship with God. And I remember standing with my wife. Together, we walked down the front to pray a prayer, asking Jesus to come into our life. Other pastors came and joined us. And one of the greatest moments of my ministry life is my pastor putting his arm around me as we're praying. And he says, I'm so proud of you. Anytime you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, every time you want to open the gift, please open the gift. Give your life to God. Give your life to God. He's not angry. He's not angry. Do you think he came all this way down because he's angry? He's not. He's just saying, hey, listen, come. Just open the gift. That's all. And the gift starts with a prayer. To open the gift starts with a prayer. And I think it would be appropriate right now as we celebrate Christmas just to look inside our soul and to be honest with what we're doing. So come on, why don't you just close your eyes and let me pray for you. Just with your eyes closed, let me explain what's going to happen in a moment. Just where you're seated, I'm going to pray with you. And as you're praying, as I'm praying, I'm going to ask you to ponder this question in your soul. Am I in relationship with God? I think that's an honest prayer. And what I know is God will talk to you just like he talked to me. Sure, there may not be an audible voice from heaven booming down, but certainly there'd be a knowing, a prompting. And I want you to respond to that. And as you're thinking about that, I'm going to pray for you. At the end of the prayer, if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, or perhaps for the very first time, ask Jesus to come into your life, just where you sit it and just where you are, I want you to lift your hand. I'll see that hand. I ask you to put it down. Then all together and out loud, we're going to pray a prayer asking Jesus to come into our life, saying sorry for any mistakes we've made. And I believe that this prayer has power. And I believe it's going to set you up for 2018 and beyond. In fact, for eternity. Give God this window. Open the gift. How do you open the gift? Simply by just praying a prayer. Come on, why don't you just bow your head? Have that thought. Ponder that thought. Am I in relationship with God as I begin to pray for you? God, I thank you for every person who's here. Maybe for the first time, second time, visiting from another church. They're saying, Andrew, it's true. I know about God. But I'm not where you're talking, Andrew. I know about God, but I'm not in relationship with him. But something has to shift for me. Something has to turn. In fact, when I was up early this morning thinking and praying for this service, I felt like God said to me, there are numerous people here saying, I cannot have another year like 2017. There's something has to turn. And you know the difference is that there's a God gap, that you're not walking in relationship with him like you know you should. Or Or maybe you're here and you're saying, Andrew, it's true. There is sin in my life, a wrong relationship, maybe a secret sin that nobody else would even know about, but God sees everything. Or maybe you're here and you say, Andrew, if I was to face death like you had to as a teenager when you had leukemia, for example, if I was to walk out of this room and get hit by a car, stand before God, there would be a fear and uncertainty around that moment. But would you pray with me this morning so I can have a relationship with God, walk in that relationship, have an assurance of my salvation? Come on, friend. If you're in one of those categories, saying, Andrew, I want you to pray for me. I want to open the gift. I want you to lift up your hand just right now. I'll see it. I see you put it down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. At the back, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Who else? Thank you. Who else? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Who else today? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Something has to turn. Thank you. Something has to shift. Thank you. Who else? You're saying, Andrew, me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Who else? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. All you have to do is open the gift. All you have to do is open the gift. Just say yes to the gift. Say yes. Be honest with yourself. Friend, don't tell me there's not a fight for your miracle. Don't tell me there's not a fight, a wrestle. Don't tell me there's not pride. Come on, sir. Give your life to Jesus. Push through, not just for yourself, but for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren. When's the last time you're honest with your soul? Give God this window. Thank you, thank you. Who else today? You're saying, Andrew, that's me. Thank you, sweetheart. Who else today? Thank you. Who else today? Thank you. Who else? Thank you. Who else today? Thank you. I'll wait for one more minute. Friend, you would be crazy not to open the gift. Do is just acknowledge that God is real. Ask for forgiveness. Follow Him. Friend, every person that lifted your hand, or maybe you didn't even lift it, but you know you should, would you do me the honor now of just lifting it just one more time so I can see? In fact, I'd like to count. Would that be all right? Let me just so I can see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Again, lift your hand or not? 7. I was waiting. Ready? 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47. Yes, sir. 40, 47. Oh, come on, somebody. Give God a big shout. It's the gift of God. He's got a name. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings. And He is the Lord of Lords. Come on, C3. Give Him a shout. Feels good. Come on, why don't we all stand? We're going to pray this prayer. We're going to pray this prayer. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for Christmas that you sent your Son to die on a cross so that I can follow Him. I invite Jesus into my life as my Lord and Savior. I give Him my life. I give Him total control. Forgive me for any wrongs, for any sin, because I know you died on that cross to take away the sin of the world. Take away my sin. Now don't pray this, but just with every eye closed, just ponder. What are you saying sorry for today? Is there anything that the Lord is just bringing up in your mind? Lord, forgive me for my sin. Maybe it is a wrong relationship you need to get out of. Maybe there is a situation.
I feel like this. When you ask God, He'll tell you. You just say, God, forgive me. Forgive me for that, Lord. Maybe there's multiple things. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth, forgive me, Lord. Today, Lord, somehow we feel close to you. Forgive me, God. Thank you, Lord. You came all this way to take away the sin of the world. Forgive me, Lord. Pray this prayer after me. Today, Lord, I am a child of God. Thank you for forgiving me. Bless me this day. Let me pray for you. Lift your hands. God, I pray for every person. Lord, let 2018 be the very best. Everything's about to change now. Everything's about to turn around. This is the day the Lord has made. Somehow, as we came into this room, God knew, God saw, God knew, God saw that you needed a touch from heaven. And God, I pray as we go into Christmas with our friends and our family, the things of Christ would be on our lips, on our mind. Conversations that you would steer, we would lead them into relationship with God. Miracle after miracle, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. Blessing on businesses, blessing on families, healing. Father God, prosper people in the name of Jesus. In fact, Dr. Matt and Michaela, I feel like God gave me a dream for you guys. Lift your hands. Here comes the power of God. Janine, come and pray for Michaela and Dr. Matt. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over their lives. I speak a miracle in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, there's God all over you. There's God all over you in the name of Jesus. And this is what I honestly believe that God says to me, that He is going to give you the desires of your heart. And there's been a fight and there's been struggle, but this is the day that the Lord has made. And actually, it's His perfect timing. And I'm prophesying in Jesus' name that miracle is going to happen. That miracle is going to happen in the name of Jesus. God, I pray right now, an infilling of that miracle, an infilling with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, that the fire fall from heaven in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they would never forget Christmas 2017 in Jesus' name. The gift of God is going to be open in their life in Jesus' name. Let it fall, 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 let it fall. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Come on, friends, one more time. Give God a big, big shout.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.